Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
As we progress through Ordinary Time, just for some context, the previous three Sundays, we've been hearing from chapter 13 of the Gospel of Matthew. And Jesus began teaching along the seashore. And because the crowds were so large, he had to step out into a boat to continue the parables he was teaching them. Right? First, the parable of the seed that was sown on four types of ground. Then the parable of the weeds growing up alongside the wheat. And he continued speaking about the kingdom of heaven as a mustard seed and as yeast. And then going into a house, he continued to teach his disciples, giving us the parables that we heard last week. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, like a merchant in search of fine pearls, like a net thrown into the sea. And through these seven parables, Jesus teaches us about the kingdom of heaven. How to live for heaven while here on earth. But Jesus doesn't stop there. He is a teacher, but he's not only a teacher. Today, we flip over to chapter 14 of the Gospel of Matthew. And seeing the crowds gathered around him once more around the sea, here Jesus doesn't teach them, but he heals them. He feeds them, and he does so in a miraculous way. Throughout this chapter and then into the next, as we'll hear in the coming weeks, Jesus continues to work miracles to the point where it's very clear that he's not your average rabbi. He's not just a teacher. As they follow him, the disciples will eventually call him Lord, as St. Paul does in our second reading today, Christ Jesus, our Lord. And that's what sets Jesus apart from every other religious leader in the history of the world. Jesus is not only a teacher. He doesn't just show us the way to God. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is God from God, light from light, true God from true God, as we'll profess together very shortly. Jesus is fully divine and fully human. The immediate context for today's gospel passage is that Jesus just heard about the death of St. John the Baptist. One of his best friends had just been killed. Someone that he knew even before they were born. Right? They met while they were being carried in their mother's wombs. And this is someone that Jesus deeply loved. And not only because Jesus is God, but also where he had this human love for John as well. Right? It was John the Baptist who prepared the way for Jesus to begin his public ministry, preparing people to encounter him by repenting from their sins. So when Jesus hears about the death of his friend, he withdrew into a boat to a deserted place by himself. He took time to grieve this loss. Jesus has a human heart. But this time of solitude is cut short as the crowds travel by foot to meet him when he comes ashore. But notice Jesus' reaction. He doesn't see them as a bother or as a burden. But that same heart that is grieving the loss of a friend is now moved with pity at the sight of the crowd. As they bring to him all those who are ill, he heals them. And rather than being a burden to him, their presence actually consoles him. Unlike the people who rejected him in his hometown, these people have faith. Jesus isn't burdened when we come to him with our problems. In fact, it actually consoles his heart when we place our trust in him. I think one practical way that we can console his heart is by allowing him to forgive our sins in confession. But the enemy would like us to believe that we're a burden to Jesus or that we're a burden to the priest by confessing our sins. And that's not true. And Jesus wants to heal your heart. And in doing so, you give him the joy of being your Savior. And after a day of healings on the seashore, everyone is well, but now they're all hungry. So Jesus, taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples. That should sound very familiar to us. Those are the words that Jesus will speak later at the Last Supper. At the institution of the Eucharist, he took bread, blessed, broke it, and gave it to his disciples. So in anticipation of a greater miracle by changing bread into his body, right here he feeds the thousands with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Just as the death of John the Baptist anticipated his own death, here Jesus works a miracle that anticipates him handing over his own body and blood for our salvation. And here and now at this Mass, we're fed by the same Jesus who fed those hungry crowds. They were not afraid to come to him with their wounds. And he had compassion on them and satisfied their hunger. And here at Mass, Jesus gives us more than just a night of all-you-can-eat fish and chips. Right? Jesus doesn't just satisfy our physical hunger. Here he gives us himself. It's through his death on the cross, healing power has been released into the world. Here we have access to the living God. So may we approach him today in faith, knowing that united to him, right, united to him, especially in Holy Communion, nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.